Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Preparation Course by Cambridge Institute. This recording is copyrighted. This is the Cambridge Advanced English Listening Test. Test 3. Now you will hear the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Now look at part 1. You will hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You overhear part of a discussion about a tennis match. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, I heard you went to the tennis match and saw Federer play.
Yeah, he's excellent. He was playing against Andy Murray and it was spectacular. Federer's a graceful player. It's almost as if he waltzes towards the ball. He doesn't try and overpower his opponents like other players do. He knows exactly where to place himself on the court. It was a real pleasure to watch him play.
And what about Wimbledon? How did it feel to be at such an important sports venue? I can only imagine that it must have been an impressive place. Were the tickets expensive? How long before the match did you have to buy them? I would love to go there.
Well, the amazing thing is that I didn't have to pay for the tickets. My brother won a contest on the radio and the prize was 2 tickets. I couldn't believe it when he told me. It was amazing. We provided the tickets and free accommodation, which also turned out to be a pleasant surprise. It was an experience that I will never forget.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So, I heard you went to the tennis match and saw Federer play.
Yeah, he's excellent. He was playing against Andy Murray and it was spectacular. Federer's a graceful player. It's almost as if he waltzes towards the ball. He doesn't try and overpower his opponents like other players do. He knows exactly where to place himself on the court. It was a real pleasure to watch him play.
And what about Wimbledon? How did it feel to be at such an important sports venue? I can only imagine that it must have been an impressive place. Were the tickets expensive? How long before the match did you have to buy them? I would love to go there.
Well, the amazing thing is that I didn't have to pay for the tickets. My brother won a contest on the radio and the prize was 2 tickets. I couldn't believe it when he told me. It was amazing. We provided the tickets and free accommodation, which also turned out to be a pleasant surprise. It was an experience that I will never forget.
Extract 2. You will listen to part of a radio interview with Roger Middleton, who is working on housing projects in downtown Los Angeles' Skid Row. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Hello, Jane. Thank you for taking the time to come here.
Thank you for having me.
You're currently working on construction for housing homeless people, is that correct?
Yes. We are constructing multi-level apartments near and around Los Angeles' Skid Row. As you know, the Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles is the largest in the nation. There are over 10,000 homeless people currently living there. Numerous problems exist in the area, such as drug abuse, violent crime, and horrid sanitary conditions.
How did you obtain funding for the project?
Well, it's been a combination of public and private funding. We were able to secure about half of our funding from the local government, and the rest has come from private donors. Our ultimate goal is to have every homeless person in Skid Row living inside these apartments. We hope to eradicate the problems associated with homeless and homelessness itself in downtown Los Angeles.
Well, Jane, it sounds like an ambitious project, and I wish you all the success in the world with it.
Thank you.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Hello, Jane. Thank you for taking the time to come here.
Thank you for having me.
You're currently working on construction for housing homeless people, is that correct?
Yes. We are constructing multi-level apartments near and around Los Angeles' Skid Row. As you know, the Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles is the largest in the nation. There are over 10,000 homeless people currently living there. Numerous problems exist in the area, such as drug abuse, violent crime, and horrid sanitary conditions.
How did you obtain funding for the project?
Well, it's been a combination of public and private funding. We were able to secure about half of our funding from the local government, and the rest has come from private donors. Our ultimate goal is to have every homeless person in Skid Row living inside these apartments. We hope to eradicate the problems associated with homeless and homelessness itself in downtown Los Angeles.
Well, Jane, it sounds like an ambitious project, and I wish you all the success in the world with it.
Thank you.
Extract 3. You hear part of a radio program about role models. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Today we're going to talk about the people who have inspired us to make changes in our lives. Each of our guests is going to speak about an important role model in their lives and the difference he or she made. I'd like to start off with Mitchell, editor of Modern Times magazine. Hello, Mitchell.
Thanks, Nick. It's really a pleasure to be on your show. I've been an avid listener for many years now. I would like to talk a little bit about a man named Robert Nielsen. Robert was a coach I had back in high school when I swam for my school team. I had just changed schools and he encouraged me to take up a sport. I decided to try swimming, and joining the team taught me many things that continue to guide me to this day. I learned the importance of camaraderie and the need to work together as a team. Robert always helped us out whenever we needed it and instilled the value of dedication into all of us.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Today we're going to talk about the people who have inspired us to make changes in our lives. Each of our guests is going to speak about an important role model in their lives and the difference he or she made. I'd like to start off with Mitchell, editor of Modern Times magazine. Hello, Mitchell.
Thanks, Nick. It's really a pleasure to be on your show. I've been an avid listener for many years now. I would like to talk a little bit about a man named Robert Nielsen. Robert was a coach I had back in high school when I swam for my school team. I had just changed schools and he encouraged me to take up a sport. I decided to try swimming, and joining the team taught me many things that continue to guide me to this day. I learned the importance of camaraderie and the need to work together as a team. Robert always helped us out whenever we needed it and instilled the value of dedication into all of us.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.